Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the third week of September 2023. And it has been a good one. Lots of campers here at camp. Travel campers were in the Badlands. Another group was taking a cruise. We got the Back to School Festival coming up, along with an open house and breakfast. So a lot going on, so let's get right to it. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round, recreational, respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. And oh wow, have the campers had a great time this past week. We want to start off with a heartwarming story about two campers, Brady and John, who both have brain injuries. They were in a rehab program in Illinois together years ago. And they did not see each other ever since that rehabilitation time. And they ended up both taking the South Dakota trip up to the Badlands with Roe and Jake and never knew that each one of them was going to be on this trip. And they rekindled a relationship that they were best of friends back during rehab. So here's their story from Brady and John.
My name is Brady Werger. I'm from Waverly, Iowa.
My name is Jonathan Crow. I'm from Porter, Texas.
Where'd you guys go?
We got here at camp on September 3rd, and we camped the Badlands through September 10th and made our way back to Iowa.
Did you guys have a good time?
We did have a great time. Yeah, it was a great time to be able to camp out in the wilderness and really see how it is just to camp with, you know, nothing around you but water, and you have to do your own cooking, and it's just, you don't have all that stuff that you have when you're home.
Have you ever been to camp?
I have never participated in the travel program until this year, but when I was in middle school living in Manchester, there were times where I would come to camp here. So it's really neat to be able to come back years later and see how much this camp has grown and how it can provide opportunities for individuals with disabilities.
I stayed out here in the tents. I rode the train. We did the open air theater, and we spent overnights here. We did all the camping stuff around this area.
Okay, sounds like you knew each other years ago.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. How did you guys know each other?
We were both at a facility in Carbondale, Illinois, called Thank Neuro Restorative. John and I lived in the same house together for several years in Carbondale. We became good friends there. Fortunately, in 2011, I moved back to Iowa. And while I was living in Carbondale, John and I were best friends. And yes. It was hard to live in Carbondale and have to say goodbye to him, even though he's from Iowa. I didn't know if I'd ever even see him again. It was really kind of a neat thing because we got here last Sunday to camp, and they kept saying, John Crow, John Crow. Man, that name sounds familiar. And he walked in and started talking about his brain injury that he had, and I said, man. I said, did you live at Neuro Restorative in Carbondale? He goes, yeah. He goes, are you Brady? And I said, yes.
Yeah. What's up?
And John and I never had contact.
It's about five
and then you
years.
Come to a place like this, and you reignite how many years later? I mean, it's just awesome.
It is.
So neither of you knew that the other one was going to be here for this trip?
No.
Never knew it.
No. You interested in going on other trips?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know, I've been on other trips with different agencies similar to this, and this group that we brought to South Dakota to the Badlands was just a great group. Everybody got along, everybody had fun together, everybody had a lot in common, and, you know, that makes the trip more fun because everybody's having fun, not just themselves, but with everybody else.
What a great story. We have another group of campers doing a Caribbean cruise this week, and they're having a wonderful time. A big thank you to the American Legion Post 298 from Marion for coming out and playing kickball with the campers this past week. The campers and the Legion members had a wonderful time. This is also the group that donates all the beautiful flags over at the Memorial Park here at Camp Courageous. We have a big Back to School Bash coming up this coming Thursday, September 21st, right here at Camp Courageous. That happens to also be Merlin Holsey's 100th birthday. The Back to School Bash is going to be going from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's here at the camp. Tons of activities to do, and we're still looking for some volunteers. So if you want to help out, it's a great opportunity to see Camp Courageous at its best. Might remind folks, too, is that Camp Courageous is still hiring counselors. We hire counselors the year-round. If you're interested, please contact the camp. Eloise Dennis was out with a couple of friends, Dr. Dan and Ginger Franz, and they were from South Dakota, of all places. We had campers just coming back from South Dakota, and these folks were coming to camp, and they had a trishaw, and a trishaw is a three-wheeled bicycle that we can take campers out, enjoy nature and things like that, and leave it up to the pilot. It was a beautiful donation to the camp, so a big thank you to them. Also, a thank you to Nancy Slack from Altoona Lions for inviting camp to give a program to them. And our dear friends at Norridge Dentistry, Dr. Jeannie Collins there in Cedar Rapids, once again got involved with Smiles for Life and made a nice donation to Camp Courageous. So we appreciate Dr. Collins and all of her staff there at Norridge Dental for their years of support at Camp Courageous. Camp's big open house and pancake breakfast will be coming up September 24th. It's going serving from 8 a.m. to noon in the camp's main lodge. There will be pancakes, sausage, toast, coffee, and all the trimmings. Adults are $10. Children 12 and under are $5. There will be live entertainment by the Eastside Big Band performing the Sill Barn at 9:30. Train rides, zipline rides, miniature golf, you name it, it will be going on. And we'll have the dedication of the Bud and Georgia Johnson Accessible Miniature Golf Course at 12:30. Once again, that is Sunday, September 24th. Just a reminder, too, we are giving away a 2013 Fiat, and you'll be able to see that at the Pancake Breakfast. If you want to buy a ticket, you can be a winner that way. If you want to help us sell tickets as an individual, we're giving away a $250 gift card at Fairway for whoever sells the most tickets. And also, if you're part of an organization or a company you want to help us sell tickets, we'll also be giving away a $250 gift card for that, too. Our need of the week is paper towels. And Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.